I was overweight and everything, so I got bullied for that a lot. But like by year four, year five, I learned to just take it with a grain of salt, take all the punches and then just deal them back, basically, and or you just take them and live with your life. Unfortunately for me, half the guys that bullied me during primary school came over to my high school, which, oh well, nothing I can do about it. But it was just my emotions that got played with, and at the end of the day, it's not fun to have your emotions played with or know that people are talking shit behind your back or anything like that.
This is Matthew. I haven't personally known him for very long, but he's already left a huge impression on me. He's one of the kindest, most easygoing, and just downright huggable people I've ever met. He's over 6 foot tall and has bright red hair, and we were at the same school in different grades not long ago. Despite our age difference, after school I got to know Matthew more, and grew fond of him pretty quickly. What shocked me though is when I learned how badly bullied he got during school. I couldn't quite work out how someone who was so kind and had such an infectious personality could have been a target for such cruelty.
During school, like, it was hard and everything, but I've gotten out of school and I've started doing TAFE, which is awesome. And then I'm currently working for jobs.
Tell me more about the school job.
School job is interesting because you always get those looks off teachers and go, why are you back here? You work here? Why?
At home, I have many siblings. I have 5 sisters, 2 brothers. And so it gets really, really chaotic at home, especially in the mornings.
Hey, Bethany, where are your sandals? Or where are your shoes from yesterday?
Sydney, shoes on, please. Matthew is a big boy. He's a gentle giant. He's not...
very good at doing chores.
Maybe you could have got the... Okay, what do you want for lunch? Vegemite scroll?
Yeah, cheese and mice.
Cheese and mice, Vegemite, whatever you want to call it. Apple, banana, 2 apples for you.
So here's this really nice guy with so much hidden depth, a friendly, on-the-go family, a great work ethic, and he's just so fun to be around. But what still bugged me was this hidden aspect of Matthew that made no sense to me. How could anyone bully him, and why would they?
It was mainly just, like, name-calling. There was a couple of times when stuff got physical and everything, but mainly it was just name-calling or, like... just being stupid half the time.
Eventually, I just brushed everything off because they were dickheads.
Matthew interested me particularly because no matter what direction I pushed my questions, he always seemed adamant at being open-minded and forgiving towards the people who put him through this hell.
What do you think goes through these people's minds?
I'm not sure. They were lonely. They needed something to do. I was an easy target or something.
How would you feel about meeting one now? In the next couple of days, maybe.
To be honest, it doesn't faze me. I got over, like, towards the end of year 12, I just accepted it for everything and, like, realised that they were going to bully me no matter what I did. I would be happy meeting with them, seeing what they thought they were doing to me.
So, we decided to confront one of Matthew's bullies, in an attempt to see what goes through these kids' heads and what makes them act this way. Unfortunately for us, getting one of them to agree to participate wasn't so easy. I reached out to one who Matthew had labelled as the worst. His replies to me were blunt messages along the lines of, sorry, I've never met the guy, which was infuriating. The second one saw my Facebook messages and pretty much instantly blocked me. Now the third guy, he agreed, but he cancelled on us on 3 separate occasions. When all hope seemed lost, he did eventually agree to meet, but unfortunately it was under one condition.
But unfortunately he did actually ask today for you to not be there. So why do you think this is? Is it a guilty conscience or...?
I'm not really sure. Like, he may not like me that much. I mean, we aren't, like, the best of friends, but we are mutual friends.
How do you know Matthew, and how would you describe your relationship with him?
I didn't have much contact with him or, you know, didn't speak to him much, didn't have much in common with him.
When I asked him to give me some names of a few, yours was one of them. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit it does, but then again, I didn't really speak to him and I'd...
It didn't make sense to me that he had this opportunity to explain his actions, but instead he's choosing to deny contact with Matthew. However, he did slowly begin to open up.
Would you change any way that you acted back then now, or?
Yeah, I would. I'd be a lot more happier, more grateful, and more respectful to everyone, not just fellow students, but teachers as well.
Can you see how, in hindsight, maybe you did in fact push it too far with name pulling?
Yeah, I could see now that I probably did, but at the time I was a lot younger, a lot more immature, and in fact probably didn't realise what it could do to him and how it could affect him in that way.
Did you ever get bullied?
I don't think I ever got bullied, but, you know, thought I was pretty cool, I guess, but as we all do when we're that age. So I wasn't the best kid at school. Like, I can admit that now. I reckon I've changed a bit, but back in the day, I was a lot different than what I am now.
He hastily left when the interview was over, and I couldn't help but feel annoyed and confused. Towards the end, he seemed apologetic and remorseful, but then why did he not want Matthew to be there? To me, that spoke a lot about his character, loud and clear. So I went straight to Matthew to show him the interview.
What do you think of everything he said?
Hearing that, it makes, like, hearing that if he knew he was bullying, like, he would have stopped it and everything, makes me feel like, gives me a sense of closure and everything.
This experience for me was frustrating and left my initial questions pretty much unanswered. But what was important is that Matthew seemed to take a lot of positives from the experience.
Are you glad that you had the chance to ask him these sort of things, or do you kind of wish you were there, or?
I kind of wish I was there because I think I could have thought of, like, more questions in the moment and everything. But I'm glad that he's just answered some of my questions, and, like, it's a huge relief to know that if he knew he was, he would have stopped it. So, yeah. High school wasn't really that good. I got bullied. I didn't really like it there and everything. Good thing was I did find good friends that stuck by me through the hard times and everything. I reckon everybody has good friends, whether they know it or not. And high school is just a phase of life. Once you're past high school, the next stage of life is there, and it's even better than high school. So, yeah, live every day as it comes to its fullest.